友们，大家好，今天是4月24号，星期五，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期三与东盟外长举行视频会议，在视频会议中，他强调美国致力于在新冠疫情期间提供对东盟国家的援助。此外，他在稍早时候的一场记者会上还表示，美国强烈反对中国在南中国海的霸凌行为。我们来看美国之音国务院记者张荣香的报道。
美国指责中国利用其他国家忙着应付新冠病毒疫情的时机，在南中国海有争议地区扩张势力。美国国务院在美国国务卿蓬佩奥与东盟外长举行视讯会议之后，以书面声明指出，中国单方面宣布对南中国海有争议的岛屿和海域实行行政区划，四月初撞沉一艘越南渔船。中国宣布正式启用在其建立的军事基地永暑礁和主碧礁设立的研究站。中国还继续在有争议水域部署海上民兵。蓬佩奥早些时候以强烈的措辞反对中国在南中国海有争议地区的行为。
You've also seen that the Chinese Communist Party is exerting military pressure on Taiwan and coercing its neighbors in the South China Sea, even going so far as to have.So far as to sink a Vietnamese fishing vessel. The United States strongly opposes China's bullying. We hope other nations will hold them to account too.
除了中国、越南、菲律宾、台湾以及马来西亚都对这个地区宣称拥有部分主权。北京政府表示，不管任何国家以任何形式试图否定中国在这个地区的主权和权益都是无效的。另一方面，台湾国防部表示，新冠病毒疫情爆发之后，中国军机几次在台湾领空附近飞行。四月中旬，中国辽宁舰航母编队航行经过台湾东部外海之后，继续航向南部海域，从事远海长航训练。前美国官员表示，中国可能正在向美国与台湾发出信号。
It's possible that it's sending a deterrent message to President Tsai Ing-wen.Signaling that China is not weakened by the coronavirus and ready to respond militarily should Taiwan do anything such as declare independence or make any rash moves. It's also quite possible that it's a deterrent signal to the United States that the PLA retains the ability to militarily punish Taiwan and also the U.S. should it decide to intervene in a conflict.
尽管中国国防部强烈批判美国海军舰队通过台湾海峡，美国军方表示，美国军舰通过台湾海峡符合国际法的规定，也符合美国致力于自由和开放的印太政策。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的采访报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥再次批评中国没有向世卫组织及时汇报新冠疫情，他还呼吁中国和世卫组织在抗击世界大流行病的时候更加开放透明。来看报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期三说，美国坚信中国当局未能及时向世界卫生组织报告新的冠状病毒的爆发。
We strongly believe that the Chinese Communist Party did not report the outbreak of the new coronavirus.In a timely fashion to the World Health Organization. Article 6 of the IHRs, which was a part of this reform, further mandates that a state party, that would include China, shall continue to communicate to WHO timely, accurate, and sufficiently detailed public health information. That is, there's an ongoing obligation. Even after the CCP did notify the WHO of the coronavirus outbreak, China didn't share all of the information it had.Instead, it covered up how dangerous the disease is. It didn't report sustained human-to-human transmission for a month until it was in every province inside of China. It censored those who tried to warn the world. It ordered a halt to testing of new samples, and it destroyed existing samples.
在回答记者有关如何评价中国处理病毒实验是否遵循了安全操作时，蓬佩奥国务卿说
：“I'm not going to comment on that. What I will say is, it's.”Always easier to know the answer to your question about whether these labs are in compliance, not only with the regulations, but if they're handling this material in a way that is adequate, safe, and secure, if the world can have access to those places, if they will share that information openly and transparently. And in spite, the president said this, we tried to get in to take a look at what was going on early on in this, to come in alongside the World Health Organization early on, would have been back in January, if I remember correctly.We still do not have a sample of the virus, nor has the world had access, to the facilities or other locations where this virus may have originated inside of Wuhan.
蓬佩奥还批评中国利用世界对新冠疫情的关注继续其挑衅行为，包括侵蚀香港的自治。
I want to highlight two ways in which the Chinese Communist Party is exploiting the world's focus on COVID-19 crisis by continuing its provocative behavior. First, we commented on what's taking place in Hong Kong, where amidst increased efforts by Beijing to erode autonomy, law enforcement authorities have arrested pro-democracy activists, including 81-year-old Martin Lee. We've always said that China has an obligation to live up to its promises, its obligation. So I was speaking about the virus earlier, to live up to the rules that it put in place and it signed off on. We'd ask them to continue to do that here.
以上是美国之音电视新闻报道。
美国总统特朗普签署了暂停移民60天的行政命令，我们一起去看一看。
特朗普总统计划于4月24日生效的60天暂停令的更多细节已经显现。这项命令针对的是寻求永久居留权及绿卡的申请人。
We want Americans to have the jobs. We want Americans to have the health care. We want to take care of our citizens first. We have to. It's a very powerful order. It's for 60 days. At the end of 60 days, or maybe even during 60 days, I'll extend it or not, and I'll maybe change it. I might modify it.
这项行政命令会影响美国境外某些类别的绿卡申请人，并不适用于已经在美国领土寻求调整移民身份的个人。例外情况包括美国公民的配偶和子女、军人家庭、有钱的投资者及 EB5 类别，以及目前在国外的绿卡持有人。还有临时工，例如季节性农场临时工。实际上，尽管特朗普将其描述为强大，但是这项禁令仅适用于一小部分人。
It's powerful in that it is new, and however,I would describe it as rather narrow and temporary. So you're talking in the 300,000number of people or even less that this would apply to.
参加抗击新冠大流行的卫生保健专业人员及其家人也有例外。特朗普星期三下午签署了这项命令，但是从星期一以来，他一直在推特上发推文。移民律师哈桑·艾哈迈德说，
Almost immediately, the phone calls and the emails and the text messages started coming in from clients all across the board. People that were, you know, mid-process, applying for green cards inside the United States, people stuck still outside the United States, people who were waiting for their interviews, and today, people who are actually already have their green cards filing for citizenship, even they're wondering whether this is going to affect them.
目前还不清楚这项行政命令将实际会产生多大影响，因为美国大部分移民系统已经因新冠疫情而停摆，几乎所有签证的办理都已无限期停办数周。美国之音维达库斯瓦拉华盛顿报道。
白宫新冠病毒小组的卫生专家警告说，美国可能在秋天迎来第二波新冠病毒疫情。不过，美国总统特朗普表示说，第二波疫情也可能不会出现。此外，他表示对于密苏里州控告中国的事情，他正在了解情况。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
截至美国时间4月23号星期四的中午为止呢，美国境内感染了新型冠状病毒的人数已经达到了86万人，而死亡人数呢也已经突破了4万8000人。那虽然呢有一些南方的州目前还没有达到之前白宫所规定的分三阶段来进行重启经济活动的标准，但是呢有些南方州已经决定要准备开始重启经济活动了。那么乔治亚州呢也打算在星期五就要开放包括像保龄球馆、理发店等等的商业活动。对此呢，特朗普总统在星期四晚上的白宫简报会上说，乔治亚州现在重启经济活动还太早，他并不同意坎布州长的决定。而美国疾病预防与管制中心的主任雷德菲尔德之前接受媒体访问的时候表示，新冠病毒在今年冬天会爆发第二波的疫情，而且情况会更糟糕。星期四晚上呢，在白宫的疫情简报会上，雷德菲尔德澄清了他之前的说法。我们来看一下 CDC 的主任是怎么说的。
But I think it's really important to emphasize what I didn't say. I didn't say that this was going to be worse. I said it was going to be more complicated or more difficult and potentially complicated because we'll have flu and coronavirus circulating at the same time.
而美国过敏与传染病研究所的所长佛契医生则是确信说呢，他认为接下来将会爆发第二波的疫情。我们看一下佛契医生在白宫是怎么说的。
So what Dr. Redfield was saying, first of all, is that we will have coronavirus in the fall. I am convinced of that because of the degree of transmissibility that it has, the global nature. What happens with that will depend on how we're able to contain it when it occurs.
美国疾管中心主任雷德菲尔德呼吁美国民众接种流感疫苗。
The key to my comments and the reason that I really wanted to stress them was to appeal to the American public to embrace the flu vaccine with confidence. One of the greatest tools we have as we go through the fall winter season that we're into is to get the American public to embrace the influenza vaccine and thereby minimize the impact of flu to be the co-respiratory disease that we confront.
不过呢，特朗普总统在这个简报会上则是多次的强调，他认为有很大的可能不会爆发第二次的疫情。特朗普总统说，我的看法是，就我的观察，情况不会跟我们现在目睹的一样，有可能病毒完全不会回来。此外呢，密苏里州在四月二十一号就新冠病毒造成的巨大损失，向中国政府提起了民事诉讼，指控中国政府以及共产党的官员还有机构压制信息、逮捕吹哨人、抵赖新冠病毒的传染性，给密苏里州造成重大的生命以及财产损失。密苏里州估计呢，该州以及该州的居民因为这场大流行病所蒙受的损失，可能达到了数百亿美元。所以密苏里州要求中国当局要因其异常危险的行为而赔偿损失。那么在星期三晚上的白宫疫情简报会上呢，特朗普总统也被问到密苏里州的这样子的一个控告的行为，并且问说呢，他是否同意密苏里州控告中国？那特朗普总统也做出了回应。我们来看一下特朗普总统的说法。
Thank you, Mr. President. The Attorney General in the state of Missouri filed a law case against China, accusing it of lying and covering up about the origin of the virus.
Yeah.
Do you support that? And do you call
for international... Well, I haven't seen the case. I know about the case. He filed a case against China. I love Missouri, as you know. It's great. But I'm going to take a look at it. I actually know about it very much. I have to take a look at it. I have not seen the case in terms of reading it, but I will be doing that.
Call for international investigation.
Well, we're going to have to take a look. Well, we're doing investigations. We're doing our own. But I do want to see and review that lawsuit. I'm sure that won't be the last one.
那么在星期四呢，美国劳工部也公布了最新的失业人口数字。那么在上个星期呢，总共有442万7000人第一次申请了失业的保险。那么从3月14号开始呢，已经有总共2650多人申请了失业救济。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
纽约市一家医院的医生最近发现，新冠病人的血液会出现异常变化，并且会导致致命的中风。这个发现刺激了新的治疗方案的出现。来看报道。
三月下旬，随着新冠病毒在纽约市各地蔓延，西奈山医院的神经外科医生默克注意到，他的许多病人出现值得警惕的症状。
We began to notice as the curve and peak started to really take off in New York City.That across all of New York City, we were seeing a large number of strokes, and that these strokes were extremely concerning, and they were blocking big vessels to the brain.
从三月中旬开始的三星期，默克看到32名中风患者，他们的脑部都有大块血栓，这是他通常在同期看到的数字的两倍。而这32名中风患者当中，至少半数的新冠病毒检测呈阳性反应。默克和另一位看到相同现象的医生取得联系，他的患者也出现血液稠化和凝血的现象，不过是在肺部。新内山医院的医生认为，这是新冠病毒破坏人体的另一种方式。
We're seeing clots everywhere, high rates of clots in the veins and the legs. So across the board, for sure, we all believe, and there's objective evidence, that this disease increases clot formation compared to a general ICU course substantially.
默克还担心病人的年龄。自从新冠病毒开始肆虐以来，他诊治的32名中风病人当中有5个不满49岁，最年轻的才31岁。他说，在某些病例中，中风是一个年轻患者最初出现的新冠病毒症状。
We're still learning so much about COVID. We don't absolutely understand everything by far. Whether or not the clotting is a symptom of something fundamentally going wrong with the lining of the blood vessel, or whether the clotting is the primary thing, it's without doubt causing a lot of the problems we're seeing.
这个发现导致一种新的治疗方案的出现。现在，许多患者即使在任何凝血的证据出现之前，就已先接受高剂量的血液稀释药物。美国之音新闻报道。在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富，支持苹果和安卓客户端，适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。
的国家还有美国的几个州本周都放松了隔离限制，不过专家们警告说，在人们去往餐厅、教堂还有商店这样一些公共场所之前，还是需要有一些保护措施。
在严格封锁4个星期以遏制新冠病毒传播之后，德国放宽了一些限制性措施，允许科隆和法兰克福等城市本星期重新开放部分商店。在美国，抗议人士聚集在州议会大厦前，反对州政府的隔离措施。这些团体主要都是由支持特朗普总统的人士组成。但是在佛罗里达州，一些海滩已经重新开放。在乔治亚州，健身俱乐部和美发沙龙将在本星期晚些时候恢复营业。卫生专家警告说，德国和韩国进行了广泛的检测，减少了住院病人，降低了人均死亡率，这才可以缓解封锁的力度。已经成为新冠病毒大流行中心的美国，现在还不具备开放条件。
We need to expand testing capacity so that basically what the administration promised, everyone who wants a test can get a test. And when we think about that, what that data would then show us is,If we started to see peaks in new transmissions, we would catch that more quickly. Right now, we are only testing people with symptoms, and we know that people begin to transmit prior to symptoms.
You would hope even a reduction over a 14-day period, and then you would have to make sure that the hospitals are capable of taking care of those patients.
在纽约市和美国其他地区，医护人员抗议缺乏个人防护设备。他们要求在拯救他人的安全时，要能保护自己。
In many settings, in many hospitals, we've seen astoundingly high rates of infection amongst health workers. That is a catastrophe. I would argue that's a moral disgrace.
专家警告说，放宽活动限制很难找到平衡点。如果新冠病例确诊再次激增，可能需要重新施加限制。美国之音记者塞纳报道。
自从新冠疫情在全球爆发以来，东西方一直就戴口罩防疫的话题争论不休。在欧美，戴口罩原本不是那么一个受欢迎的事情，不过如今在政府的提倡之下，越来越多的美国人在外出时也佩戴一些面部遮盖物。我们一起去看一看。这一期我们来聊一聊口罩。新冠疫情在武汉爆发时，成千上万箱的口罩被千辛万苦地从美国运往中国，而现在又被想方设法地运回到大洋彼岸的美国这里。大家被困在家的这些日子里，口罩们已经在全世界转了几个圈，成为了疫情的绝对主角。在亚洲国家，戴口罩是十分常见的防疫手段。在疫情肆虐中国的时候，甚至出现了不戴口罩者被罚款、被殴打的现象。部分农村则张贴了侮辱、诅咒的标语。而当疫情在美国爆发的初期，政府和医疗界则不建议公众用佩戴口罩的方式进行防疫，除非你是医护人员或者已经感染了新冠病毒。这一举措让中国网民完全无法理解。其实造成这样的差异的原因有很多。首先，欧美国家没有戴口罩防疫的习惯，普通人只有患病了才会佩戴口罩。其次，戴口罩防病毒的效果有一定的局限性，有时反而会让人更加频繁地触摸脸部，增加感染的风险。最重要的是，如果全民普及戴口罩，那么将会进一步增加美国医疗资源紧张的情况。然而，随着疫情的发酵和对新冠病毒的深入研究，4月3日，特朗普政府以及疾控中心顺势调整了此前的方针，开始呼吁民众外出时佩戴布口罩及其他脸部遮蔽物，围巾捂住口鼻也会有用。而 N95 和医用口罩还是应该优先供应医疗系统。方针发布后，由 ABC 新闻和易普所在4月8日和9日进行的调查显示，有55%外出的美国人说他们戴了口罩或面部遮盖物。尽管特朗普总统此前曾表示自己不会戴上口罩，第一夫人梅拉尼亚和女儿伊万卡却纷纷发推，提醒人们戴上布口罩。伊万卡还分享了她和女儿互相制作可爱口罩的照片。疾控中心表示，布口罩不是用来预防感染病毒，而是防止无症状感染者传染他人，并同时发布了家庭自制口罩的教学视频。受此启发，美国的小能手们都出动了，一时间 YouTube 上涌现了各种口罩 DIY 的视频，而在推特上也出现了不少和佩戴口罩相关的话题标签，包括 Mask for All 大家都戴口罩， Million Mask Challenge百万口罩挑战、sewing face masks、缝制口罩等等。当然，不管身处哪个国家，每个人都做到勤洗手、少聚会、保持安全的社交距离，才是应对新冠疫情最好的方法。以上就是我们这期节目的内容，下次再见。 美国首都华盛顿特区和周边的区域执行社交隔离已经进入了第7周，此时坚持适度的健身对于身心健康非常有用。马里兰州的一位高中生就在利用 Zoom 软件组织集体健身，我们一起去看一看。
1, 2, 3 push-ups. I usually do them in sets. I do like 3 sets of 15, so that would be like 45 or something.
Okay.
She has been very active. Even when she was very young.
17, 18, 19,
she has 20, been dancing for more than 10 years. She is in school sports team.
she also maintained her daily running and fitness. She watched videos and she paid attention to what she eats. You know, she's just naturally that kind of person.
Push back into child's pose.
My name is Tia Yu. I go to Howard High School and I'm a 10th grader. During this quarantine, a lot of people stay really still. So I thought, you know, if I want to do this, then other people must also be interested in this and must also need this. So I just thought maybe I could combine the two.
Oh, yeah.
So we decided to make it like a group activity. So I just have the session every single Tuesday and Thursday, and whoever wants to come, they can come.
So if you can only go up to here, it's totally fine. Just make sure you
It's really important to stretch before and after you work out just to prevent injury. So I always make sure to leave plenty of time for that. So stretch, and then we get warmed up with cardio. Maybe do some, you know, jumping jacks, some high knees or whatever.
Whoa! Can anybody else do that? I think I can do that.
And we do some strength. Things working on different parts of the body, right? The calves, the quads, the abdomen, biceps and triceps.
Go. 1, 2, 3.
And I'd like to talk to the kids and the parents, everybody who's part of it, about what part of the body that it really works on.
11, 12, 13.
You know, we all stay at home 24/7. So we have to learn to get along with each other 24/7. And it's not that easy all the time.
Try to keep your legs straight. If you can't reach as far as I can,
I just can't wait to be able to go out and have fun with my friends, go to places, you know, go to the mall, go get food. All of these places are closed.
Fun meetings are like fun meetings, so I
kind of difficult, but it's manageable, and it's good to keep a positive mindset to encourage you to keep going. Yeah.
新冠病毒疫情迫使许多实体店停业。 不过，一些业主正在寻找新的途径，发挥他们的创业精神。艾米丽·斯特拉克霍夫在圣路易斯拥有一家叫做美发实验室的美容店。由于当地新冠病毒病例激增，她又无法保护员工和顾客不受感染，艾米丽做出艰难的决定，在3月中旬关掉了美发实验室。I
just couldn't bring myself to expose my staff over and over and over because we see so many people in a day. That's a lot of exposure for a service that is so non-essential. So it was a pretty big punch to the gut. Lots of scrambling and trying to figure out like what to do, but at the same time, there's really nothing we can do.
作为一个单亲母亲，她有两个埋头线上学习的高中生儿子，艾米丽发现她突然有了很多空闲时间，她灵机一动。
The first week that we were closed, I did not know what to do with myself. Doing a Shopify store, like a print on demand, like things like that, is actually something that I had looked into years ago. It was always something that I would kind of get started or read about, watch some videos on how to do it. And then in trying to do like full-time job and be a mom and everything else, it would always fall to the wayside. And I'm like, someday I'll tinker with that.
这一次，艾米丽下的不只是一点功夫，她开创了一个以隔离为主题的服装生意。I
didn't even think too long about it. It's like my quarantine dreams coming true. So yeah, the website is my quarantine dreams. So it was kind of fun, like setting it up. It was a little bit easier than I had expected, and I was able to design a few of the items without having to handle any of the inventory. I can order samples just so I can see what the quality is like and things like that, which I have.
他的生意蒸蒸日上，顾客可以订购印有新冠病毒、恶心或者隔离期发型字样的帽子，一件婴儿连身衣上面印着隔离期间受孕。Most
of these sales that are coming in are friends and family and people that are just like, this is really cool that you're doing this. We want to support you. It was their way of being able to show support. So that was pretty cool. I'm starting to see orders come in from people that I don't know. Obviously, I don't think that this will be a long-term thing because I hope we're not in quarantine long-term. But it was a fun project to kind of take my mind off of things.
美国之音记者怀亚特，密苏里州圣路易斯报道。 好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容。感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。 家好，今天是4月24号，星期五，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期三与东盟外长举行视频会议，在视频会议中，他强调美国致力于在新冠疫情期间提供对东盟国家的援助。此外，他在稍早时候的一场记者会上还表示，美国强烈反对中国在南中国海的霸凌行为。我们来看美国之音国务院记者张荣香的报道。
美国指责中国利用其他国家忙着应付新冠病毒疫情的时机，在南中国海有争议地区扩张势力。美国国务院在美国国务卿蓬佩奥与东盟外长举行视讯会议之后，以书面声明指出，中国单方面宣布对南中国海有争议的岛屿和海域实行行政区划。四月初撞沉一艘越南渔船，中国宣布正式启用在其建立的军事基地永暑礁和主碧礁设立的研究站。中国还继续在有争议水域部署海上民兵。蓬佩奥早些时候以强烈的措辞反对中国在南中国海有争议地区的行为。
You've also seen that the Chinese Communist Party is exerting military pressure on Taiwan and coercing its neighbors in the South China Sea, even going so far as to have sink a Vietnamese fishing vessel. The United States strongly opposes China's bullying. We hope other nations will hold them to account too.
除了中国，越南、菲律宾、台湾以及马来西亚都对这个地区宣称拥有部分主权。北京政府表示，不管任何国家以任何形式试图否定中国在这个地区的主权和权益都是无效的。另一方面，台湾国防部表示，新冠病毒疫情爆发之后，中国军机几次在台湾领空附近飞行。四月中旬，中国辽宁舰航母编队航行经过台湾东部外海之后，继续航向南部海域，从事远海长航训练。前美国官员表示，中国可能正在向美国与台湾发出信号。
It's possible that it's sending a deterrent message to President Tsai Ing-wen, signaling that China is not weakened by the coronavirus and ready to respond militarily should Taiwan do anything such as declare independence or make any rash moves. It's also quite possible that it's a deterrent signal to the United States that the PLA retains the ability to militarily punish Taiwan.And also the U.S. should it decide to intervene in a conflict.
尽管中国国防部强烈批判美国海军舰队通过台湾海峡，美国军方表示，美国军舰通过台湾海峡符合国际法的规定，也符合美国致力于自由和开放的印太政策。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的采访报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥再次批评中国没有向世卫组织及时汇报新冠疫情，他还呼吁中国和世卫组织在抗击世界大流行病的时候更加开放透明。来看报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期三说，美国坚信中国当局未能及时向世界卫生组织报告新的冠状病毒的爆发。
We strongly believe that the Chinese Communist Party did not report the outbreak of the new coronavirus.In a timely fashion to the World Health Organization. Article 6 of the IHRs, which was a part of this reform, further mandates that a state party, that would include China, shall continue to communicate to WHO timely, accurate, and sufficiently detailed public health information. That is, there's an ongoing obligation. Even after the CCP did notify the WHO of the coronavirus outbreak, China didn't share all of the information it had.Instead, it covered up how dangerous the disease is. It didn't report sustained human-to-human transmission for a month until it was in every province inside of China. It censored those who tried to warn the world. It ordered a halt to testing of new samples, and it destroyed existing samples.
在回答记者有关如何评价中国处理病毒实验是否遵循了安全操作时，蓬佩奥国务卿说
：“I'm not going to comment on that. What I will say is, it's.”Always easier to know the answer to your question about whether these labs are in compliance, not only with the regulations, but if they're handling this material in a way that is adequate, safe, and secure, if the world can have access to those places, if they will share that information openly and transparently. And in spite, the president said this, we tried to get in to take a look at what was going on early on in this, to come in alongside the World Health Organization early on would have been back in January, if I remember correctly.We still do not have a sample of the virus, nor has the world had access to the facilities or other locations where this virus may have originated inside of Wuhan.
蓬佩奥还批评中国利用世界对新冠疫情的关注继续其挑衅行为，包括侵蚀香港的自治。
I want to highlight two ways in which the Chinese Communist Party is exploiting the world's focus on COVID-19 crisis by continuing its provocative behavior. First, we commented on what's taking place in Hong Kong, more amidst increased efforts by Beijing to erode autonomy. Law enforcement authorities have arrested pro-democracy activists, including 81-year-old Martin Lee. We've always said that China has an obligation to live up to its promises, its obligation. So I was speaking about the virus earlier, to live up to the rules that it put in place and it signed off on. We'd ask them to continue to do that here.
以上是美国之音电视新闻报道。
美国总统特朗普签署了暂停移民60天的行政命令，我们一起去看一看。
特朗普总统计划于4月24日生效的60天暂停令的更多细节已经显现，这项命令针对的是寻求永久居留权及绿卡的申请人。
We want Americans to have the jobs. We want Americans to have the health care. We want to take care of our citizens first. We have to. It's a very powerful order. It's for 60 days. At the end of 60 days, or maybe even during 60 days, I'll extend it or not, and I'll maybe change it. I might modify it.
这项行政命令会影响美国境外某些类别的绿卡申请人，并不适用于已经在美国领土寻求调整移民身份的个人。 例外情况包括美国公民的配偶和子女、军人家庭、有钱的投资者及 EB5类别，以及目前在国外的绿卡持有人，还有临时工，例如季节性农场临时工。实际上，尽管特朗普将其描述为强大，但是这项禁令仅适用于一小部分人。
It's powerful in that it is new, however, I would describe it as rather narrow and temporary. So you're talking in the 300,000 number of people or even less that this would apply to.
参加抗击新冠大流行的卫生保健专业人员及其家人也有例外。 特朗普星期三下午签署了这项命令，但是从星期一以来，他一直在推特上发推文。一名律师哈桑·艾哈迈德说，
Almost immediately, the phone calls and the emails and the text messages started coming in from clients all across the board. People that were, mid-process, applying for green cards inside the United States, people stuck still outside the United States, people who were waiting for their interviews, and today, people who are actually already have their green cards filing for citizenship, even they're wondering whether this is going to affect them.
目前还不清楚这项行政命令将实际会产生多大影响，因为美国大部分移民系统已经因新冠疫情而停摆，几乎所有签证的办理都已无限期停办数周。美国之音维达库斯瓦拉华盛顿报道。
白宫新冠病毒小组的卫生专家警告说，美国可能在秋天迎来第二波新冠病毒疫情。不过，美国总统特朗普表示说，第二波疫情也可能不会出现。此外，他表示对于密苏里州控告中国的事情，他正在了解情况。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
截至美国时间4月23号星期四的中午为止呢，美国境内感染的新型冠状病毒的人数已经达到了86万人，而死亡人数呢已经突破了48000人。那虽然呢有些南方的州目前还没有达到之前白宫所规定的分三阶段来进行重启经济活动的标准，但是呢有些南方州已经决定要准备开始重启经济活动了。那么乔治亚州呢也打算在星期五就要 开放包括像保龄球馆、理发店等等的商业活动。对此呢，特朗普总统在星期四晚上的白宫简报会上说，乔治亚州现在重启经济活动还太早，他并不同意坎布州长的决定。而美国疾病预防与管制中心的主任雷德菲尔德之前接受媒体访问的时候，表示新冠病毒在今年冬天会爆发第二波的疫情，而且情况会更糟糕。星期四晚上呢，在白宫的疫情简报会上， 雷德菲尔德澄清了他之前的说法，我们来看一下CDC的主任是怎么说的。
But I think it's really important to emphasize what I didn't say. I didn't say that this was going to be worse I said it was going to be more complicated or more difficult and potentially complicated because we'll have flu and coronavirus circulating at the same time.
而美国过敏与传染病研究所的所长佛契医生则是确信说呢，他认为接下来将会爆发第二波的疫情。我们看一下佛契医生在白宫是怎么说的。
So what Dr. Redfield was saying, first of all, is that we will have coronavirus in the fall. I am convinced of that because of the degree of transmissibility that it has, the global nature.What happens with that will depend on how we're able to contain it when it occurs.
美国疾管中心主任雷德菲尔德呼吁美国民众接种流感疫苗。
The key to my comments and the reason that I really wanted to stress them was to appeal to the American public to embrace the flu vaccine with confidence. One of the greatest tools we have as we go through the fall.Winter season that we're into is to get the American public to embrace the influenza vaccine and thereby minimize the impact of flu to be the co-respiratory disease that we confront.
不过呢，特朗普总统在这个简报会上则是多次的强调，他认为有很大的可能不会爆发第二次的疫情。特朗普总统说：“我的看法是，就我的观察，情况不会跟我们现在目睹的一样，有可能病毒完全不会回来。”此外呢，密苏里州在4月21号就新冠病毒造成的巨大损失，向中国政府提起了民事诉讼，指控中国政府以及共产党的官员还有机构压制信息、逮捕吹哨人、抵赖新冠病毒的传染性，给密苏里州造成重大的生命以及财产损失。密苏里州估计呢，该州以及该州的居民因为这场大流行病所蒙受的损失可能达到了数百亿美元。所以密苏里州要求中国当局要因其异常危险的行为而赔偿损失。那么在星期三晚上的白宫疫情简报会上呢，特朗普总统也被问到密苏里州的这样子的一个控告的行为，并且问说呢，他是否同意密苏里州控告中国，那特朗普总统也做出了回应。我们来看一下特朗普总统的说法。
Thank you, Mr. President. The state, the Attorney General in the state of Missouri filed a law case against China, accusing it of lying and covering up about the origin of the virus. Yeah. Do you support that? And do you call
Well, I haven't seen the case. I know about the case. He filed a case against China. I love Missouri, as you know. It's great.But I'm going to take a look at it. I actually know about it very much. I have to take a look at it. I have not seen the case in terms of reading it, but I will be doing that.
Good for international investigation.
Well, we're going to have to take a look. Oh, we're doing investigations. We're doing our own. But I do want to see and review that lawsuit. I'm sure that won't be the last one.
那么在星期四呢，美国劳工部也公布了最新的失业人口数字。那么在上个星期呢，总共有4,427,000人第一次申请了失业的保险。那么从3月14号开始呢，已经有总共2,650多人申请了失业救济。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
纽约市一家医院的医生最近发现，新冠病人的血液会出现异常变化，并且会导致致命的中风。这个发现刺激了新的治疗方案的出现。来看报道。
3月下旬，随着新冠病毒在纽约市各地蔓延，新乐山医院的神经外科医生默克注意到，他的许多病人出现值得警惕的症状。
We began to notice as the curve and peak started to really take off in New York City.That across all of New York City, we were seeing a large number of strokes, and that these strokes were extremely concerning, and they were blocking big vessels to the brain.
从三月中旬开始的三星期，默克看到32名中风患者，他们的脑部都有大块血栓，这是他通常在同期看到的数字的两倍。而这32名中风患者当中，至少半数的新冠病毒检测呈阳性反应。默克和另一位看到相同现象的医生取得联系，他的患者也出现血液稠化和凝血的现象，不过是在肺部。新内山医院的医生认为，这是新冠病毒破坏人体的另一种方式。
We're seeing clots everywhere, high rates of clots in the veins and the legs. So across the board, for sure, we all believe, and there's objective evidence, that this disease increases clot formation compared to a general ICU course substantially.
默克还担心病人的年龄。自从新冠病毒开始肆虐以来，他诊治的32名中风病人当中，有5个不满49岁，最年轻的才31岁。他说，在某些病例中，中风是一个年轻患者最初出现的新冠病毒症状。
We're still learning so much about COVID. We don't absolutely understand everything by far. Whether or not the clotting is a symptom of something fundamentally going wrong with the lining of the blood vessel, or whether the clotting is the primary thing, it's without doubt causing a lot of the problems we're seeing.
这个发现导致一种新的治疗方案的出现。现在，许多患者即使在任何凝血的证据出现之前，就已先接受高剂量的血液稀释药物。美国之音新闻报道。使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富，支持苹果和安卓客户端，适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。
国家还有美国的几个州本周都放松了隔离限制，不过专家们警告说，在人们去往餐厅、教堂还有商店这样一些公共场所之前，还是需要有一些保护措施。
在严格封锁四个星期以遏制新冠病毒传播之后，德国放宽了一些限制性措施，允许科隆和法兰克福等城市本星期重新开放部分商店。在美国，抗议人士聚集在州议会大厦前，反对州政府的隔离措施。这些团体主要都是由支持特朗普总统的人士组成。但是在佛罗里达州，一些海滩已经重新开放。在乔治亚州，健身俱乐部和美发沙龙将在本星期晚些时候恢复营业。卫生专家警告说，德国和韩国进行了广泛的检测，减少了住院病人，降低了人均死亡率，这才可以缓解封锁的力度。已经成为新冠病毒大流行中心的美国，现在还不具备开放条件。
We need to expand testing capacity so that basically what the administration promised, everyone who wants a test can get a test. And when we think about that, what that data would then show us is,If we started to see peaks in new transmissions, we would catch that more quickly. Right now, we are only testing people with symptoms, and we know that people begin to transmit prior to symptoms.
You would hope even a reduction over a 14-day period, and then you would have to make sure that the hospitals are capable of taking care of those patients.
在纽约市和美国其他地区，医护人员抗议缺乏个人防护设备。
In many settings, in many hospitals, we've seen astoundingly high rates of infection amongst health workers. That is a catastrophe. I would argue that's a moral disgrace.
专家警告说，放宽活动限制很难找到平衡点。如果新冠病例确诊再次激增，可能需要重新试驾限制。美国之音记者塞纳报道。
自从新冠疫情在全球爆发以来，东西方一直就戴口罩防疫的话题争论不休。在欧美，戴口罩原本不是那么一个受欢迎的事情。不过，如今在政府的提倡之下，越来越多的美国人在外出时也佩戴一些面部遮盖物。我们一起去看一看。 我们来聊一口罩。新冠疫情在武汉爆发时，成千上万箱的口罩被千辛万苦地从美国运往中国，而现在又被想方设法地运回到大洋彼岸的美国这里。大家被困在家的这些日子里，口罩们已经在全世界转了几个圈，成为了疫情的绝对主角。 在亚洲国家，戴口罩是十分常见的防疫手段。在疫情肆虐中国的时候，甚至出现了不戴口罩者被罚款、被殴打的现象。部分农村则张贴了侮辱、诅咒的标语。而当疫情在美国爆发的初期，政府和医疗界则不建议公众用佩戴口罩的方式进行防疫，除非你是医护人员或者已经感染了新冠病毒。这一举措让中国网民完全无法理解。 其实造成这样的差异的原因有很多。首先，欧美国家没有戴口罩防疫的习惯，普通人只有患病了才会佩戴口罩。其次，戴口罩防病毒的效果有一定的局限性，有时反而会让人更加频繁地触摸脸部，增加感染的风险。最重要的是，如果全民普及戴口罩，那么将会进一步增加美国医疗资源紧张的情况。 然而，随着疫情的发酵和对新冠病毒的深入研究，4月3日，特朗普政府以及疾控中心顺势调整了此前的方针，开始呼吁民众外出时佩戴布口罩及其他脸部遮蔽物，围巾捂住口鼻也会有用。而 N95和医用口罩还是应该优先供应医疗系统。方针发布后，由 ABC 新闻和易普所在4月8日和9日进行的调查显示，有 55% 外出的美国人说他们戴了口罩或面部遮盖物。尽管特朗普总统此前曾表示自己不会戴上口罩，第一夫人梅拉尼亚和女儿伊万卡却纷纷发推，提醒人们戴上布口罩。伊万卡还分享了她和女儿互相制作可爱口罩的照片。 疾控中心表示，布口罩不是用来预防感染病毒，而是防止无症状感染者传染他人，并同时发布了家庭自制口罩的教学视频。受此启发，美国的小能手们都出动了，一时间 YouTube 上涌现了各种口罩 DIY 的视频，而在推特上也出现了不少和佩戴口罩相关的话题标签，包括 Mask for All 大家都戴口罩 ，Million Mask Challenge。 百万口罩挑战 ，Sewing face masks， 缝制口罩等等。当然，不管身处哪个国家，每个人都做到勤洗手、少聚会、保持安全的社交距离，才是应对新冠疫情最好的方法。以上就是我们这一期节目的内容，下次再见。美国首都华盛顿特区和周边的区域执行社交隔离已经进入了第7周，此时坚持适度的健身对于身心健康非常有用。
马里兰州的一位高中生就在利用Zoom软件组织集体健身，我们一起去看一看。One, two, three. Push-ups. I usually do them in sets. I do like 3 sets of 15, so that would be like 45 or something.
Okay.
She has been very active. Even when she was very young.
17, 18, 19,
she has
20,
been dancing for more than 10 years. She is in school sports
7,
team.
8,
She also maintained her daily running and fitness. She watched videos and she paid attention to what she eats. You know, she's just naturally that kind of person.
Push back into child's pose.
My name is Tia Yu. I go to Howard High School and I'm a 10th grader. During this quarantine, a lot of people stay really still. So I thought, you know, if I want to do this, then other people must also be interested in this and must also need this. So I just thought maybe I could combine the two.
Oh, yeah.
So we decided to make it like a group activity. So I just have the session every single Tuesday and Thursday, and whoever wants to come, they can come.
So if you can only go up to here, it's totally fine. Just make sure you
It's really important to stretch before and after you work out just to prevent injury. So I always make sure to leave plenty of time for that. So stretch, and then we get warmed up with cardio, maybe do some, you know, jumping jacks, some high knees or whatever.
Whoa! Can anybody else do that? I think I can do that.
And we do some strength things, working on different parts of the body, right? The calves, the quads, the abdomen, biceps and triceps.
Go. One, two, three.
And I'd like to talk to the kids and the parents, everybody who's part of it, about what part of the body that it really works on.
11, 12, 13.
You know, we all stay at home 24/7. So we have to learn to get along with each other 24/7. And it's not that easy all the time.
Try to keep your legs straight. If you can't reach as far as I can,
I just can't wait to be able to go out and have fun with my friends, go to places, you know, go to the mall, go get food. All of these places are closed.
Meetings are like fun meetings, so I
kind of difficult, but it's manageable, and it's good to keep a positive mindset to encourage you to keep going. Yeah.
新冠病毒疫情迫使许多实体店停业。 不过，一些业主正在寻找新的途径，发挥他们的创业精神。艾米丽·斯特拉克霍夫在圣路易斯拥有一家叫做美发实验室的美容店。由于当地新冠病毒病例激增，她又无法保护员工和顾客不受感染，艾米丽做出艰难的决定，在三月中旬关掉了美发实验室。I
just couldn't bring myself to expose my staff over and over and over because we see so many people in a day. That's a lot of exposure for a service that is so non-essential. So it was a pretty big punch to the gut. Lots of scrambling and trying to figure out like what to do, but at the same time, there's really nothing we can do.
作为一个单亲母亲，她有两个埋头线上学习的高中生儿子，艾米丽发现她突然有了很多空闲时间，她灵机一动。
The first week that we were closed, I did not know what to do with myself. Doing a Shopify store, like a print on demand, like things like that, is actually something that I had looked into years ago. It was always something that I would kind of get started or read about, watch some videos on how to do it. And then in trying to do like full-time job and be a mom and everything else, it would always fall to the wayside. And I'm like, someday I'll tinker with that.
这一次，艾米丽下的不只是一点功夫，她开创了一个以隔离为主题的服装生意。I
didn't even think too long about it. It's like my quarantine dreams coming true. So yeah, the website is my quarantine dreams. So it was kind of fun, like setting it up. It was a little bit easier than I had expected, and I was able to design a few of the items without having to handle any of the inventory. I can order samples just so I can see what the quality is like and things like that, which I have.
他的生意蒸蒸日上，顾客可以订购印有新冠病毒恶心或者隔离期发型字样的帽子，一件婴儿连身衣上面印着隔离期间受孕。Most
of these sales that are coming in are friends and family and people that are just like, this is really cool that you're doing this. We want to support you. It was their way of being able to show support. So that was pretty cool. I'm starting to see orders come in from people that I don't know. Obviously, I don't think that this will be a long-term thing because I hope we're not in quarantine long-term. But it was a fun project to kind of take my mind off of things.
美国经济记者怀亚特，密苏里州圣路易斯报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容。感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。